I don't think I can do this anymore. I don't think I can make it. What was I thinking? I don't even know if I ever should have started this in the first place. I mean, there's a ton of photographers everywhere you look. There's a ton of clothing designers everywhere you look. There's a ton of artists everywhere you look. There's a ton of singers everywhere you look. There's a ton of songwriters everywhere you look. There's a ton of bakers everywhere you look. Have you ever thought that? Had those feelings before? I have. I'm not going to lie to you. It's extremely difficult what we do. But in the past couple of episodes, like I said, we're like Olympians, you know? We push and push and push for that big moment. We do what we do to get to that moment. But in the midst of that push, how hard is it? You know what I mean? Have you ever sat back and thought about everything that you've gone through to get where you've made it to this point thus far? And if you've done your inventory of what you've gone through to get to your level of success, I absolutely, absolutely applaud you. But what if you've gone for years and years and years and you haven't reached that pinnacle yet? Do you give up? Do you stop? You know, when you sit back and take inventory and think about all you've been through, how long you've been doing this, how long you've been trying, where is the motivation to keep going? Where does that come from? You know, people say it's that fire in your belly. Well, does that fire ever go out? Or does it just simmer down sometimes and then burst back with a vengeance? You know, and it's okay if it does simmer down. I mean, nothing in life is consistent, but death and taxes, you know? Man, I hate taxes. Oh, man, do I hate taxes. But this episode is not about taxes, thank God. So I'll get away from that. But as I was saying, and there's nothing consistent, nothing certain in life, but death and taxes. Everything else changes like the wind at the drop of a hat. Anything can happen. Anything can change. So when you're thinking about, when you're doing inventory of what you've gone through to get where you've made it thus far, and you might sit back and say, man, I've been doing all this and doing all that, and everything I've been doing is not working. And no matter what I do, I'm still not there yet. And you want to give up. It sounds familiar, maybe, because it goes back to one of my episodes that I mentioned, talking about you want to do something, and whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do, replace my photography with whatever's in your field that you're chasing. So it's something that you want to do, but anything worthwhile takes time. That's just the nature of things. I mean, of course, we want that instant gratification. We want to be instant millionaires. I know I do. I mean, look, I talk about the grind and the push that we have to do to get to where we have to be or to get to where we want to be. But if I could retire today, right now, Tuesday, August 24th, noontime, if I could retire right now, I would, but because I can't, I got to keep on pushing. But this push takes time. So if you think about, I'm not sure if I want to keep going, I want to stop, or I'm going to take a break, but then I'm going to restart it. You know, I have a lot of friends, a lot of entrepreneur friends who started in their business. Business was good. Then it slowed down. And when it slowed down, they hit the brakes and never really hit the gas again. It's just like some folks who go to college and life starts to hit them harder than they can maintain college and life. So they stop college for the meantime and plan to go back, but oftentimes never go back. I have friends who are entrepreneurs who started business ventures, started off good, hit a little roadblock, life continues, bills have to be paid, 9-to-5s were available, so they went and took the 9-to-5, saying they'll come back to another business venture once they get back on their feet. But sometimes the 9-to-5 money is so easy, when you think about that in comparison to the working for yourself money, it's like, oh man, do I really want to go back to that? But the point of me saying this is, like I was starting to say in the beginning, is everything takes time. You know, there's no instant gratification in what we do. And if it is, please correct me. Please let me know send me an email directly at ahmed@aroberson.com. A-H-M-E-D at aroberson.com. If you know of an instant way to get that gratification, to reach that point to where we all can make it and retire, let me know. But if not, I'll continue. And I continue by saying everything takes time. So if you don't do it now and you think about doing it later, time still goes by. So if you had a plan, here we are in 2021, nearing the end of 2021 already. But if you have a plan that's going to take 5 years, 5 years from now is 2026. 2026 is still going to come no matter what. So wouldn't you rather start now and get to it now so that when 2026 gets here, you're there or close to there, as opposed to sitting there talking yourself out of it, thinking about how long it's going to take and that you don't want to deal with that. And then here comes 2026 and you're thinking about starting. And then you really start to talk yourself out of it, like, oh man, I should have started 5 years ago. Now I'm 5 years behind. Ah, screw it. And then you're back to your 9-to-5 world. And again, if 9-to-5 world is good for you, that's fine. But this podcast is not for the 9-to-5ers. This podcast is for those of us who want to get out of that. But it's hard, you know? I mean, I'm just being completely transparent, completely real with you guys. It is extremely difficult to do what we do. You know, my family applauds my efforts and applauds what I do. You know, my brother looks up to me for what I do. I mean, but to be honest, man, sometimes I look in the mirror like, what am I doing? Like, this is so hard. It's so hard to maintain. But then after I get off of getting down on myself, I take inventory and I look at how far I've made it and how I've been able to maintain what I've been doing, albeit very difficult and not very lucrative at times. I'm still able to maintain. I'm able to pay my bills. I'm able to keep my car. I'm able to have cable TV, you know, internet, luxuries, computers, this nice microphone that you hear my smooth voice on, God's mic, you know, that's what I call it. I love this microphone. I was able to afford that. And there are times when I look back and I'm like, how am I able to do this? Sometimes the numbers don't even seem like they're adding up, but they do. Even if barely, they do. And barely making it on my own time still to me is better than easily making it on somebody else's time. Might sound counterproductive, might sound counterintuitive. I don't know, but I mean, come on, man. Working for yourself, the luxuries that it affords you. And I'm not necessarily talking about luxuries as in expenses, expensive things. My biggest luxury is my time. My biggest luxury is my time. Getting up when I want to. If I set my alarm to get up early, that's because I have a job to do. But if I don't and I feel like sleeping in, I can actually do that without consequence. That's what my job affords me. My career choice affords me. Yours, maybe your mileage may vary. You know, you being an entrepreneur, you might have different scenarios where you might have to wake up early consistently like you did when you had your 9-to-5. And that's okay. I've done it too. This is everything that I talk about in this podcast is coming from seasoned experience. I am very, very, very seasoned in what I do. And it's been a long road traveled, man. And it's not easy by no means. But I set this goal a long time ago. Long time ago. I set it in my mind like, man, I got to work for myself, man. You know, I'd rather take a pay cut to work for myself than make good money working for somebody else. And fortunately, but unfortunately, I've actually done that. Maybe I've spoken into existence. Maybe I need to speak into existence that I'm about to be rich tomorrow and see what happens. See if somebody knocks on my door with a suitcase full of money, tax-free money. Yeah, I could live like that, right? But, you know, getting back to it, you know, have you hit that point where you're questioning what you're doing? You're starting to look at everything that you invested in and consider it a failure. Are you feeling that pressure? You know, and if you are, my best way, my best solution, I'll make this podcast episode kind of short. My best solution when you're feeling that way, because I felt it. I've been doing this, you know, off and on well, not off and on, but burning a candle on both ends for 16 years. I've been fully 100% self-employed coming up on 5 years now. Yeah, and let me clap that up for myself. Coming up on 5 years now. Yeah, 5 or 6, something like that. One of those, I lost count. I'm not doing it for the count. I'm just doing it for the fact that I want to do it. But I'm coming up on 5 or 6 years where I've been 100% self-employed. And it's been very, very difficult. But when I look back at those moments where I feel lack of encouragement, where I feel discouraged, I don't necessarily reach out to anyone else for more encouragement. I look at myself. I look in the mirror and I take inventory. I literally walk around my house and look around and look at the things that I've accumulated. And don't get me wrong, having things in my house doesn't guarantee success, doesn't mean success. But when I look at it, what I'm doing is, for me, I'm comparing what I have now working on my own, working for myself, as I'm comparing it to what I could have if I was working a 9-to-5. And I'm not talking about nothing extravagant. I'm just talking about a TV, a couch, you know, a coffee table. You know, one of my biggest things was when I moved into my home, I wanted to make sure my home was complete. I don't like to have like, oh, I got my living room, but you know, I'm still saving up to get a couch, or I'm still saving up to get a chair or a coffee table. When I moved into my home, I wanted my home to be complete so that I can then focus on getting back to work. I didn't want to spend my time working and thinking about, okay, I made enough money, now I can go buy this couch. Now I made enough money, I can go buy this coffee table, or so on and so forth. I wanted to put my whole home together so that I could focus on work and not worry about having an incomplete house. You know, if I have guests over, I want to have a place for them to sit. You know, if my mom shows up, I want my house to look nice and neat and complete. You know, and that's what I wanted. And those are the things that, honestly, they were easier for me to afford when working a 9-to-5. But when I'm feeling down and out and feeling like I'm not making it or I can't make it, I take inventory and I look at my home and I look at some of the stuff that I did accumulate. And I'm like, well, if I could do this by working for myself and not have to rely on a 9-to-5, even on my downtimes when things are rough, I can still do this. I can still hold on. It's hard, man. It's hard. But it's even harder to quit. Oh my God, it's so much harder to quit. And I guess the whole point of this episode is to relate to you if you're feeling what you're feeling, but also to motivate you to keep on going, to keep on going. The worst thing you can do is stop. The worst thing you could do is take a break. And I don't mean taking a short break, like take a week off or a weekend off. I mean, I'm talking taking a year long break and then trying to restart it. It's next to impossible. I'm not saying, look, I don't want to sit there and discourage you and say you can't do it, but I'm telling you, man, I know a lot of people who have put their foot into the entrepreneurial pool trying to make it, and life is expensive. You know what? No matter how you live, if you live luxury or moderately, you know, life is still expensive, man. So, you know, a lot of friends of mine have put their foot in an entrepreneurial pool and couldn't swim, and they end up jumping back into the 9-to-5 world. And if that's what you got to do to make it for your family, to keep your family alive, keep everybody healthy, and maintain and sustain the way you're living, by all means, please continue to do so. Don't let me talk you out of your comfort zone if you don't want to be there. But again, if you're listening to this podcast, there's a reason why you're listening to this podcast. You can relate to what I'm talking about, that fire in your belly. You don't want to give up. Yeah, take a break. I've taken time off. I don't take much time. I haven't had a vacation in at least 10 years. I mean, that's just real talk. But for me, a vacation day is like, you know, football season's coming up. I know football's a little controversial for some people, but for me, I love football. I'm just going to watch football for what it is. So me taking Sunday and Monday, Sunday, all day Sunday watching football, and then Monday night football, depending on if it's my teams, you know, I'm not even going to get into that. We'd be talking on this podcast forever. But anyway, you know, if it's my team on Monday night, I get to watch football all day Sunday. And at the end of the day, watch football, Monday night football. That's a little vacation to me. Maybe, you know, I'm a little bit of a workaholic. I have to be, you know, in order to sustain, got bills to pay, you know, got it to do. But again, I say this to say, if you're feeling down and out and you don't feel like you can make it, take a day or two for yourself. You know, take a minute to reevaluate what's going on. Take inventory of what you've done and what you have yet to accomplish. Look at your goal that you set maybe 5 years ago, 10 years ago. You know, create a vision board for yourself. I hope you have one. If you don't know what a vision board is, briefly, it's pretty much like a collage of stickers or pictures of what you want to accomplish in life. You know, I have a vision board. It's on my computer. It's on my phone. Every time I turn my phone on, I see my vision board. Every time I turn my computer on, I see my vision board. And sometimes I get to look at my vision board and check off the things that I accomplished. That is an absolute win for me. So when I'm feeling down and out and I look at my vision board and I actually see something that I can check off that I actually put there that I wanted to accomplish and I did, man, that's an absolute win. Absolute 100% win. So you make yourself a vision board. My vision board, for example, I have travel on my vision board, even though I don't travel much. But I mean, I do. I go a couple of places relatively local, but I still travel. I have money on there. Okay. I need to make money to sustain myself. I got my dog on there. My dog. I wanted my dog when I moved from California to Las Vegas. I was able to bring my dog with me. Thank God. You know, I have my family on there, my family's health. I have health on there. I'm in good health. I haven't been sick in over 10 years, you know, knock on wood, you know. I have my favorite car. You know, I wanted to get a new car. I got a new car last year, or a newer car for myself last year. I got that on my vision board. I have a condo. You know, I wanted to get a condo. I got that on my vision board. I actually have my condo now, you know. Things like that. You just put on your vision board things that you wish to accomplish, things that may be close to accomplishing or further down the line. But it's your motivational board, that board, so that every time you see it, you're motivated. Like, I got to get back on my horse. So even if you're feeling down and out, you feel like you haven't accomplished anything, look at your vision board. Or even if you don't have a vision board, look at what you may have written down that you wanted to accomplish a couple of months back, a year ago or something, and see where you are in relation to what you wrote down back then. And hopefully you're close. Hopefully you hit some of those goals that you can check off your vision board and update your vision board with new goals. You know, I made a vision board. My very first vision board that I made back in 2015. Here we are, 2021, 6 years later. When I look at my vision board from 2015, I mean, it had a lot of things on there, but I was able to check off more than half of everything on my vision board. More than half. That is huge for me, especially when I'm not taking inventory of what's going on and I'm feeling down and out. And then I look at my vision board and I'm like, whoa, I did this. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. I did that too. And then that forces me to update my vision board. And that's a great accomplishment within itself, to be able to look at your vision board, scratch some things off, and then replace those things with new goals. And then strive and reach those new goals. So yeah, when you're feeling down and out and you want to give up and you want to quit and everything is telling you to quit and you want to stay, but you can't stay, make a vision board. If you can't make a vision board, write a list. Hold that list and put that list somewhere safely where you can find it. And don't forget where you put it, and you can find it. So when you go back to check it out, you're like, oh man, I did set this goal and I was so close. Thank God I didn't quit. You know, because if you set that goal and you forgot that you set that goal, but then you find that sheet of paper or that vision board, and then you go back and see that goal and realize how close you were, but because you stopped, you just put yourself another year behind in achieving that goal. Oh man. Oh, you don't want to experience that. And I don't want you to experience that. So please write yourself a list of things you want to accomplish. And then next to that list, if you want to make it in columns, on the left side, write things you want to accomplish. On the right side, compare what you've already accomplished to what you wrote down that you wanted to accomplish. And then take inventory of what you've done so far. So if you're thinking about quitting and then you look at your inventory list and look at your list of accomplishments, there you go. You want to get your mojo back? There's your mojo right there. Your mojo is in the list. If you don't do the list, do the vision board. But it's the same policy, same concept. Make your vision board. Look at the things that you wanted to accomplish that you actually did accomplish. And then look at the new things that you want to put on there. And then take inventory and see where you are in relation to achieving that goal. There's your mojo right there. Don't quit. Make a vision board. Write a list. I have lists. I have journals. I have lists that I keep secret that nobody sees. Nobody will ever get to see. They're for me only. Your list is for you and you only. your vision board is for you or you and you only, unless you have a partner and you guys have equal goals. You know, you're both aiming for the same star. You're shooting for the same star, climbing that same mountain. Then go ahead and share that vision board. But if not, make your vision board or your list for you and keep on pushing no matter what. Take a weekend off to relax, to decompress, to sit around and do nothing. You don't have to do something on a weekend. Look, vacations are hard, man. People think on vacation, you're just going to chill. You spend so much time planning for vacation that when you finally get off vacation, you need another vacation from your vacation before you go back to work. I'm talking about take a real vacation where you just take a day and turn off. You can have your cell phone on. People say turn them off. Look, I'm addicted to media and social media, like half of us, you know, more than half of us. So I'll still leave my phone on, but I won't engage. I'll just, you know, low key be creeping and reading people's pages and posts and stuff, but I won't respond because I don't want to engage. And then I'm sitting here putting all my relaxing time and vacay time into interacting on social media. And I don't want to do that. I just want to chill. So you don't have to take an actual vacation, a physical vacation where you go away for some time. But if you could take a day or two for yourself, don't take too many because the industry changes and time moves fast. You don't want to get left behind, but take a day or something for yourself, you know, just to get your mind right. Do take inventory of what you've done and then use that as your mojo. Get your motivation back, get your mojo back and get back in the game. So hopefully this short speech right here got you motivated, keep you in the game. If you were thinking about pulling out, I hope you dove back in. I hope you take my advice to create yourself a list, create yourself a vision board, and take a day or two for yourself to where you're on social media, but you don't interact, and you just sit back and just veg out on the couch. You know, get your water bottle next to you, big enough for you to have to not keep getting up and refilling. Have some snacks next to you, get the remote, make sure the batteries are charged. If you live alone, you're chilling. If you got a mate, tell them leave you alone for the next 10 hours. Let you chill. Let you decompress. If you got a good mate, they understand and they'll leave you the heck alone. If not, hey, you might have to go get yourself a hotel room for a night just to get away, to get your mind right. Everybody talks about mental health. Mental health is important. You know, I've heard somebody say, I'm paraphrasing big time and I can't remember who said it. So please don't grill me if I misquote it. But they said something to the effect of when you break a hand or break a bone, you go to a doctor. When you get yourself cut I'm paraphrasing. Like I said, I'm trying to remember it as I say it. But they say something like if you break a bone or something, you go to a doctor to get that bone healed. If you crack a tooth or break a tooth or lose a tooth or something, you go to a dentist to get that tooth replaced or get that cracked tooth fixed. You basically get your mouth healed. Well, when our brain fractures, we don't talk about it. But there are mental health doctors out there that are there to help us, just like there are physicians and dentists out there to help us just the same. So for our mental health, if you don't feel comfortable going to see a mental health professional, take time for yourself just to get your mind right, just to back away. Like I said, if you can't get the time and space in your home and you can afford to do so for one night, just get you a hotel room for one night, just you. You don't have to creep with anybody. You don't have to take your mate or call up a friend or nobody. Just take some time for yourself to be in that room by yourself. Watch TV or turn the TV off. Lay there. Soak in the tub. Take a long shower. Walk around in a robe. Just be comfortable. Don't do nothing. Your brain needs that. Your brain needs that. Needs you to not do nothing. Don't do anything. Just veg out. You wouldn't believe how therapeutic it is, how recharging it can be for you to just veg out. Don't answer the phone. Don't interact on social media. Just lurk from a distance if you want to see what's going on in the world, in your world. But don't interact. Watch your favorite show until your eyes bleed. Whatever the case may be, do something to make sure that you feel good so that you don't give up on your dreams of what you've been chasing all these years. Get your mojo back and get back in the game. I'll talk to you guys next Tuesday.